This is a dictation for Ray Jazo, R-A-Y-J-A-J-O. Date of birth is 4-15-1984. Date of accident is 6-11-2023. And date of service will be 10-3-2024. The patient Ray Jazo is here for follow-up evaluation. He informed that his pains are still continuing the same way. He developed a severe chest pain, both sides of the sternum and in the rib areas, and was admitted to the hospital for emergency room. The name of the hospital he cannot remember, but he was diagnosed as costochondritis and was given some anti-inflammatory medication and Voltaren gel that has brought him some significant relief. Otherwise, he was feeling short of breath and severe pain that was bothering him quite a bit. According to him, he's suffering from pain in the chest, which is 10, neck pain, mid-back pain, lower back pain is 10, pain in both the legs and both knees is 10, and both shoulders it is 10. ADLs are affected 10 for him. And 60% pain is relieved with the current pain management protocol. And you review the records for the ADL for system review for additional issues, for substance abuse and compliance plan. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure of 118 over 69, pulse is 75, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam same from previous visit, 8-26-2024, dictation number 0901-018. Diagnosis is the same. Plan is we reviewed all the MRIs, and our patient had a new MRI for lumbar spine, which did not show anything different than the previous MRI to it that was done initially a year ago. This MRI at Basher was done on February 15, 2024, and shows very mild facet degenerative changes and ligament of flavum hypertrophy at L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1. Patient was advised that he should lose weight, exercise, yoga, and swimming exercises. If pains are not better, facet joint injection could be done along with medial nerve branch block. The right knee shows tendinosis of the quadriceps and patellar tendons and small effusion, superolateral patellar plica. There is no meniscus tear, mild to moderate chondromalacia, greatest in medial femoral condyles, and there is a slight lateral positioning of the patella with a trochlear notch. With this MRI finding, patient was also advised to see Dr. Gary Gilliard and to continue having a surgical opinion. Cervical spine shows a C5-C6 tiny herniation as was seen before, no other damages, for which patient was advised cervical spine epidural injection. As compared to August 25, 2023, no changes in the findings. Medications are provided for the patient, which are Celebrex 200 milligram daily, Ultram, Ultram 50 milligram PRN twice a day for pain relief, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, panic that patient is reporting. Furosets are provided for headache relief, and lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. His last laboratories were checked and they were not showing any opiates on 8-26-2024 and also 7-22-2024. So his Schedule 2 medication Norco has been removed and replaced with Ultram to help him with some pain, but his compliance was equivocal. He's ordered to continue physical therapy once a week, especially for the shoulder and the knee only. Light duty job, 7 hours, 5 days, 5 pounds is ordered, along with case management that he wants. Thank you very much.